chapter 3. Colossians. Chapter 3. Would you read the first four verses of chapter 3 aloud with me? Colossians. Chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Amen.
Most of the youth in this church, and perhaps some of the adults, can recall a song sung by Beyoncé Knowles, and that was entitled, "Let Me Upgrade You." And so that's what I want to talk about. I want to tag this thought today as upgrade. Upgrade. She provocatively in that song encourages with dance and lyrics, "Let me upgrade you. Let me upgrade you." It is in some ways left to the imagination to decide what needs to be upgraded. But our text today leaves nothing to the imagination. But this exhortation from Paul is the instruction by the Word of God to upgrade your life. We live in a world that offers temptation after temptation, enticement after enticement, and these appeal to the flesh. So many times we yield to these temptations under the ill-conceived notion that we can get away with it, or knowing the consequences, we say it won't happen to me. Sometimes it is the foolish and youthful thinking attitude of, "I don't care, I'm invincible. It can't hurt me." These, however, are destructive attitudes that will destroy you. And I want you to know that destruction does not always have to kill you. Destruction can render you a helpless, useless, and a miserable life. Destruction can be a long, slow, painful process. It can rob you of your mind. It can rob you of your mind. It can rob you of your mind. We've seen people and we encounter people in life and we wonder what happened to them. "It won't happen to me. I'm invincible. I'm indestructible. But destruction doesn't have to kill you all at once. It can kill you little by little and render your life useless and miserable. It can rob you of your mind. It can put you in a bed, unable to care for yourself. And it can leave you in the world not knowing who you are. It can cause you to be involved in the loss of life that will grieve you the remainder of your life. It can let you walk around unable to ever get a meaningful or satisfying job. Destruction. It can take your dignity and your integrity. Not only can destruction destroy you, but it can destroy and have devastating effects on the people who love you and those around you. Yielding to the seductions of the flesh can cascade your life down to the deepest of distresses and darknesses this fallen world has to offer you. Destruction can take you down to the deepest and darkest of pits. Paul is revealing to each of us how we can check and control the indulgences of the flesh. Upgrade to a new affection and love for Christ. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And so, see if I can get in the vernacular of the song. Let me upgrade you. Let me upgrade you. Not let me, but let me. Upgrade you. Let me upgrade you, young people, with a new affection, love for Christ. That's the first thing Paul told us. You come to church, you grow, you know, you came to Sunday school, you come to vacation Bible school, you come to youth meeting, and you grow up and you sing in the youth choir. And when you graduate from high school, it seems like for many, nothing took root in those years. We sing the songs of Zion, but we walk out the door and we let those attitudes of destruction take us to places that we never thought we would go. And so Paul is saying, if you indeed are saved, if you are risen with Christ, then there ought to be something different about you all. You ought to sit where Christ sitteth on the right hand. And if you're sitting with him on the right hand, and if you be risen with him, that means that you're going to upgrade your life. We have new life in Christ since we are risen with Christ. We can now divert our attention away from the things of the world, things that would pull and draw us away from Christ. We can do this by setting our affections, our minds on things that are above, things of heavenly and eternal value. We can set our affections on things high and take them off of things that dwell in the dirt. When we upgrade our affections to love for Christ, we have a new view of life. We don't view life through BET. We don't view life to Lil Wayne. Y'all done graduated from him.
but the rappers and their terminology, their language, and their address. We view life differently. We've elevated, we've upgraded our thinking and our attitudes. We have a new view. When we upgrade our affections to love for Christ, we have this new view. Paul said in a letter to the Corinthian church, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And he goes on to say, if you're a new creature, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So I need to ask you, how's your view? Does it look the same after you accepted Christ as it did before you accepted Christ? We have a new view. Upgrade our thinking from the things of time and the world. Paul suggests that we set our minds on things above to the things of eternity. New life in Christ causes us to look up to eternity. There is constant conflict now in this life between the two worlds. Know that. There's constant conflict in this life between the two worlds that affect us. We have the call to the upward world of eternal hope in Christ, and then there is the call of the present world that we live in and its realities. In other words, everybody else is doing it and it looks right. All the boys walking around with their pants dragging the ground, it looks right. The rappers are saying, let your pants hang down. Put a bunch of tattoos on you. Put a bunch of bones in your ear and in your nose. And it's the thing to do. That's our culture. You'll be cool. And it's dragging and it's pulling at you. I want to be cool. I want to be accepted. Try a little of this. Try a little of that. It will make you feel good. Come on, let's do this. We can get away with it. But Paul is saying, listen, you got to upgrade, elevate your view of life and think on things that are above. Better things. Better things. You know, I love life so much that I can make myself happy and glad. I don't need something else to make me happy and glad. I don't need a sports drink to make me feel good. I got up this morning and I'm in Christ. And that makes me feel real, real good. Now there are some realities in this life. It's going to be some struggles. It's going to be some trials. It's going to be some tribulations. But I still know that in that, because I'm risen with Christ, my view is different. I don't have to go through it alone. It knocked me down, but it didn't stomp me, because Christ is with me. You think it's bad now? Try going through it without Christ. And so we have this conflict between this life and the world that we live in. How do we reconcile these two worlds and their principles? Jesus tells us that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Now, if the rappers are going to pass away, and everything else in this world is going to pass away, but Jesus says my word will stand forever, then who will you put your trust in? It seems to me that you would put your trust in the one that's going to last forever. And that's Jesus Christ. The Christian, while living in this world, must look beyond. Verse 2 implores us to set our affections on things above, not on things on the earth. This look does not release us from the reality and the working for God's glory, no matter what age. No matter what age. And I'm talking about chronological age. In fact, youthfulness is an appropriate time to work for God. I got them behind me, and I haven't heard an amen the whole time I've been up here. I'm old, but I'm not deaf yet. Youthfulness is an appropriate time to work for God. Why? For it is a time when energy is abundant, when enthusiasm is rampant and contagious. Youthfulness is a time of joy. It's a time, it's a ripe age to worship and praise God, giving him glory and honor. I know that where you are and what you got is owed you. Am I right? It's due you. Yeah, it was owed you, didn't it? You didn't ask to come here, did you? And so because you didn't ask to come here, somebody owe you something. And everything you got is due you. But whatever you got, you got it. Isn't that reason to thank God that you got something? Y'all can help me. You can say amen. It's all right to say amen when you're 13, 14, 15, 16. It's okay. Y'all know amen? They pronounce it, really, it's amen. A-M-E-N. Amen. Come on, y'all practice. Amen. Amen. Okay. It's all right to say amen. You got something.
I'm trying.
They going to help you. They're going to help you. This is a good time to worship God. It's a good time to get to know him. It's a good time to give him glory and to give him the honor. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting to give your life to Christ and give him the glory and the honor and to worship and to praise him? What are you waiting for? I need to tell you, some of you are waiting until next year. Some of you are waiting until you get out of college. Some of you are waiting until you get out of high school. But I got news for you. Today is the day to live. Today you are living. Live today. You don't know where you're going to be tomorrow. You're making all of those plans about what you're going to do next year, what you're going to do 10 years from now, when you get here. You may never get there, and you wasted your life. Today is the day to live. Today is the day to give God glory, honor, worship him. Why don't you just upgrade? Yes. Upgrade. Secondly, I need to tell you, when you upgrade your affections to love for Christ, you get new values. You get a new view, you get new values. When you live for Christ, your life, you see, is hid in Christ. Verse 3 says, you are dead, and your life is hid in him. Paul reminds us in the Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ does what liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The life hid in Christ is on display to the world. Now listen to me real good, y'all. Adults and children and youth alike. What you tweet is on display to the world. What you put on Facebook
is on display to the whole world. What you tweet today and what you Facebook today can haunt you 20 years from now. Somebody can come back with what you put on Facebook and what you tweeted today 20 years from now and stop you from realizing your lifelong dream. It's on display. Your life as a Christian is on display to the whole world. Now, some of y'all not going to hear me in 20 years from now. You're going to come to me and tell me, I applied for this job, and it was the job of my dreams. And you know they went and dug up something that I did 20 years ago. And they told me I couldn't have a job. Some of y'all are going to come tell me that. I need to tell you, you know, there are some jobs that you can't even get with tattoos on your body. Amen. You can't get them because if you get in a secret situation, or if you go undercover, or if you decide you're going to become a spy or something like that, you know, these tattoos on you can identify you. And so some entities and organizations will not hire you with tattoos. I think I told you all this. I stopped in a fast food restaurant a couple of weeks ago, and this young lady was at the counter, an African-American young lady, and very young, maybe just graduated from high school, maybe still in high school. And she had a piece of tape over her nose. And I asked her, I said, did you decide to take your earring out of your nose? And she said, no, they make me cover it up. So, why do it? Listen, God didn't make no mistake when he created you. If he wanted some bones in your nose, he'd have put them in your nose. If he wanted tattoos on you, he'd have put them on you. Y'all got birthmarks, some of y'all, and you got a nice little tattoo. That's God-given tattoo. Why do you want to mess up what God has done? You can't make it any better. All you can do is make it worse. Some of y'all going to go, I'm going to see some of y'all next week, and you have a tattoo. I'm going to say, where you get it? Mama said I could get it. Y'all hear what I said? Mama said I could. And Mama, you need to go down and read in Leviticus. It to God says, don't put no markings on your body. We're on display to the world. The life hid in Christ is on display. What you tweet, what you Facebook, all that stuff you put out on the internet is on display. And a lot of stuff you say on the phone is being recorded. You know, those cell phones are just traveling out in the air. How many of y'all saw Enemy of the State? I'm way away. I'm way away. but Enemy of the State, it was true. Did you know from satellites in heaven, they can program those satellites to pick up your voice anywhere in the world and record your conversation? If they wanted to get rid of you today, they could get your voice out of Zion Baptist Church from a satellite, and they can send a missile right to your seat and get you. So why publicize and make your whole life a matter of public domain? But it's all right if you've upgraded and your life is on display. We are lights in the midst of a dark world, and that's the way we are to live our lives, upgraded to be lights, not darkness. The believer no matter the age, is in union with Christ by faith. Therefore, the Christian life is hid in Christ. But this life is lived in this world also. While the life is hid in Christ, it is Christ that gives our life meaning. The values of this new life is displayed to the world. I've kept you too long, so let me just jump to the third point and go on to the close. If you will upgrade your life to love for Christ, you will have a new destiny. We're told in verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.